Blog Talk Radio.
It's time!
Listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Whoa, close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa, I see the link with the box, and put the stick in the box.
Whoa,
and I'm back to my ways because I'm fighting.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Woo! Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is? Hilltop, mother, shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio.
Already know what it is. It's Tuesday night. I'm with the professor, DJ Wiz, and you guys are tuned in to Chronicles of a DJ, Life Behind Them Turntables. And also have a special guest as well, and she's tuned in from Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, Washington, one of them cities up there in Washington State. What's up, Robin Lynn? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, thank you. Hey, everybody, how you doing tonight?
All right, how you doing, Robin?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I'm ready to get busy with the music tonight. I'm ready.
All right. All right. Hey, DJ Wiz, man. Good, man. Another Tuesday night here on the Hilltop, man. And when you reached out to me, was it yesterday, and told me who we have coming on, man, I was like, yes, another pioneer from back in the day, man. You know, Woodside and multi-purpose building and Lawson's and VA, Eastern Shore, Delaware.
You name it, they were there.
Yeah, and they brung the funky too, the so funky.
Yes.
And they brung the funk with them when they came, man. And I just had to say, it's humbling, man, to have these cats on here and how they came in, man, and just they came in like a damn. I remembered it when they came in. I was like, who the hell is this group? You know what I'm saying? And they came in, man, by like a damn hurricane hit the Eastern Shore, man, and they kept the floor rocking like you did, and you know, my man Force One and Boss Hogg and Grandmaster Funk, West Side Crash Crew, West Side Connection, and man, you name it, you guys did it back in the days, man. And I see a lot of Delaware numbers, so I'm gonna open up numbers here. There's some 302 numbers on here. You guys just have to say something. See if we got So Funky in the house, man.
Hey, I'm up in here. I'm up in here listening to all this all good right. stuff.
All right. What's all up, right, man? Welcome to the show, man. Appreciate you, man, taking the time out of your schedule, man, and being on Chronicles of a DJ, man, and reminiscing about the good old days back in the day, man, when you guys, like I said, man, when y'all came in, it was like a damn hurricane hit the Eastern Shore, man. We didn't even know who the hell So Funky was, but after that night, yeah, So Funky was funky.
Yeah, man, Sean, just reminiscing, you know, just when you started naming all the places there, I'm like, man, yeah, do I miss it? It's nothing like it, you know. I wish we could get those times back. But
man,
unfortunately,
don't
we can't.
Yeah, man, but, man, I like, we had Force One on here as well, man, and, you know, reminiscing with him, man, and, you know, y'all were another one of those groups that, you know, I ain't going to admit it, man. Y'all came in cocky as hell, but y'all did y'all motherfucking thing, man.
Yeah. I think we all were, but none of us were no cockier than TK Blade, though.
I think if we did a DJ Hall of Fame, we'd have to put him in the first round. We have to throw him in our first round, man.
I just gotta say, Wes, man, this is beautiful, man. I'm glad you joined us for this opportunity, man, because you know, I don't care whoever's listening, you set the ground rules. You're a legend. You know, in my eyes, you're a legend. So Funky is a legend.
I appreciate that.
We got to pay our props. We got to give our props to where it's due, because there's nothing set in place to recognize people of this in this type of entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we definitely recognizing you now.
I definitely appreciate it. You know, my thing is I recognize everybody that's bringing some heat to the game, and you know that's how I look at it. If you're bringing heat to the game, you keeping the people moving on the floor. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's all you can do is rock a party. And that's what it's all about. So anybody that's doing that and still doing it right today, you know, my hat's off to them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and to go back and the double jump on DJ Wiz's back, West, man. You guys, you guys did bring a new swag to the DJing, because I was always there, you know, in the crowd dancing with the girls, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, man, and you guys, you know, when you guys came and did y'all thing, like I said in the beginning of the show, people knew that So Funky was in the house, man, because there's like, you know, Wiz and them, they brought not only DJing to the club, you guys brought a different type of entertainment. Y'all brought entertainment along with y'all mixing, along with the music, and kept the floor from the time y'all got in the house to the time people didn't even want to fucking go home at 2 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? And y'all still be doing y'all thing, you know, whether it was So Funky, whether it was DJ Wiz, whether it was Boss Hogg, whether it was TK Blade, West Side Connect, West Side Crash Crew, all you guys are legends and pioneers and icons because y'all brought a different type of movement to the Eastern Shore. Follow me. It wasn't no D.C., Philadelphia, New York, you know, Baltimore groove. It was an Eastern Shore groove that we're able to get on the show tonight and talk about it because it's memorable. Because when you can sit down and remember every club, you know, every other DJ that was in the place doing their thing, that's a memorable moment. And we still need those moments when people talk about, yeah, my first concert, I want to see Big Daddy Kane. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta get the DJs. We got to get us back into the limelight where we once were. And that's why I think that all the Shore groups and stuff, we should have an annual picnic or annual meetup or something like that, man. Just doing something with all the old school DJs. I ain't talking about the DJs with their little digital shit that came out that they went to Toys R Us and bought. I'm talking about you guys rocking with the vinyl.
Yeah, it's a different day and age now. I mean, you know,
no internet DJ.
Searching
we
for
want
music
some
now.
Real disc jockeys, please. Real disc jockeys, please.
That's right.
Just to piggyback off of that, what you said, I mean, you know, coming up, I mean, gosh, it was probably about 1980 when I started messing around with Sneed Good Time Machine back in the day. You know, he was dating my sister.
I remember Sneed.
You know, yeah, so, you know, that's where I got into it. You know, it was motivation right there because I was around it. So, the older cats that paved the way, you know, that's we definitely have to pay homage to them, the Discotizer, the Get Down Incorporated, you know, and they inspired me more than, you know, a lot of others, Disco Funk, you know, because I watched them and they really brought a different type, like you said, different type of energy to the party.
That's right.
And it's just like today, now you look at a band and it's entertaining. And, you know, you may get kind of bored with a DJ, but when they're bringing some serious heat, you're not getting bored. You know, you're out there on the floor and you're partying, you know. I mean, my hat's off to the guys that spin. Like I said, I wanted to keep that mic flowing and keep the music flowing at the same time. You know, DJ Doobie-Doo was with me first, you know, and then Tavon came along, and it was all about the party. And the people, I just enjoyed seeing people party and have fun. So they was rocking out to what we were doing. So that's where the enjoyment came at for me, you know. So my hat's off to those cats that's, like I said, that's still doing it, man. It's a wonderful thing, you know, even though it's different, but it's still a wonderful thing.
Let me ask you this, Wes. And I've asked every DJ that's been on here. Let me see how I can put this right so the listeners can understand too. When do you think a DJ is supposed to earn his stripes as a DJ in this game today? Because now anybody can go on Amazon and you can go to the damn store. You can go to eBay and get equipment and a laptop and download a bunch of songs and teach yourself how to, you know, become a artist. I'm gonna say entertainer. I think, you know, you have to put in the time. And because these guys that just buy digital equipment, oh, I'm DJ so-and-so. No, you're a digital entertainer right now until you earn your stripes. Just like a private, when he earns his stripes to go to a sergeant. How do you feel about that, man?
Well, I mean, today the skin isn't put in the game the same way. Even going far as making a record now, you know, before when you made a record, it took a lot of work, and you really had to invest a lot of yourself in it, and you just couldn't get on the air. Guys were working out of their trunks, you know, so you really had to put the effort in. And the same thing goes for the DJ, but the DJs are at the forefront of everything. You know, so that's where it all starts at. But I think now, and I can say, you know, everybody's trying to stay relevant, as they would say. But if you come out there not just to play music, but when you really rock that crowd, and you know you rock that crowd, I think that's where you get your stripes. First of all, you have to read that crowd. You can't just go in there and play like you're in your bedroom. You know, and it ain't about you. It's about the crowd. So once you motivate that crowd and get them to do stuff that you haven't or other DJs haven't been able to have them do, you know, whether it's the chance, you know, that's what we were big on back then anyway, was a lot of chance. They could be some of the stupidest stuff. But when the party was rocking and people feeling good, they gonna say anything. You know, so if you're rocking a crowd, that's where the stripes come in at. You know, it's not just about playing and being there on stage, but you got to rock that party. And every DJ didn't do that. But for the ones that did, you know, that's where they earned their stripes at.
Yeah. The
crowd Can followed. I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Robin.
Also, in the past, the DJs got their equipment to bring out, to focus on the music, the tone and the sound, and to bring out the music. Now, in modern times, they're relying on technology to do the scratching and mixing, not necessarily their own hands and skill level.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think now with technology, just because you master that box, okay, that I don't think that necessarily earns you your stripes in today, in these modern times. Just saying.
Hey, I agree with it. So, I agree with it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I
think
I agree.
We talked about.
Go ahead.
We had hit that mark before, and see what the what I say, what I see, as far as the difference in it. If you was to take a lot of these digital DJs now, you know what I mean, and put a set of 1200s in front of him, and an analog mixer, and some vinyl, he's lost because he don't have that sync button. He don't have that sync button. You know what I mean?
Even a lot of the
cats now that's out here now that's spinning, they don't know how to count BPMs. They don't even know how to measure and count bars. They rely on that computer to do it all for them. All you got to do is hit the button. It automatically tells you what the BPM is. If you move the tempo enough and look at the center of the board, it's just going to lock and show you with the white light you're on point.
Okay.
They don't know how to use their ears.
Nothing can compare to that DJ with his hand, one hand cupped around his ear and the other one on that turntable needle, dropping that needle in the cut on beat, and then taking that other hand and drop it and flip another album on there. You can't beat that. I'm sorry. Okay? I'm about to hang up.
That goes back to putting the skin in the game, because you're talking about the BPM. Well, we had to sit back with a stopwatch and count.
Mm-hmm.
And put the little labels on your male labels on the vinyl. You know, so you know what they were. They don't have to do that. That took a lot of time.
Yeah.
So that was putting skin in the game, so that you could correct your skill. So when you went out there, you was on point.
So they don't have to do that now. Not only that, you gotta remember carrying them damn Vegas up them steps and carrying them Vegas up them steps and the DVDs up them steps and them crates of records.
I'm telling you.
It was like a scene DJ Wiz. I can say this, Dale, because Wes is on the line. It was like a scene in Beach Street, you know, when they were in the tunnel, both the groups were getting ready to do the battle, and when they were in the Roxy and Beach Street was coming in to do the battle, the break dancing battle, they were like, oh, Beach Street's in the house. When somebody would come in and say, So Funky's here. Mm-hmm. So Funky's here. So Funky's here. They'd be like, oh, it's on tonight. But everybody stopped drinking and buying chicken sandwiches and fish sandwiches when y'all boys got up there on the stage, man, because y'all rocked the whole damn crowd. Go ahead, DJ Wiz.
I was gonna tell you, Sean, we got DJ Cheese on the line.
DJ Cheese.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Was it Delaware? No, that's Philly, right? Philly station. Delaware number, Philly.
I'm not sure about the number.
470, this is DJ Cheese.
Nah, it's J Kid.
What's up, J Kid? Oh, J Kid is from Philly. Okay, hold on a second. 302. What's up, Cheese?
What's poppin'?
All right, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Boy, I hear y'all. Boy, you right when you say, boy, they say So Funky coming in the building. Good God, boy. If you was another DJ, you just say, damn.
I tell you, man. Like, the Redcoats are here. And just, it comes So Funky, y'all. It comes So Funky. Everybody,
oh, man, Cheese still gets on me today, right today. Like, man, the place only needs one speaker in it. You got to bring four in.
every time you go somewhere, it's banging. He want to start with four. Man, you only need one or two tops. He want to start with four.
Well, see, it's that thump that get people going, though. It's that thump.
Well, you know, Wes, this is why we created Chronicles of a DJ, man, so we can reminisce on back what we did, man, and talk about, you know, yesteryear, and talk about, you know, today, what could be, you know, these clubs and club owners that make a lot of money and they. You know, they still want to go by the old school way of paying the DJ, and, you know, and the DJs are the ones that's bringing in 60% of the crowd. Yeah, 60% of the crowd.
Yep.
And to the establishment. Because everybody had a huge-ass following back in them damn days, man. I think it was about, 500 cars from Delaware coming to Snow Hill.
touching on that right there, I wish that right, because like I was saying earlier, the DJs have a lot of power, and a lot of times they don't know their strength. But what we have today is just settling, and we shouldn't be settling, you know, and that's what's, because they treat the DJs a lot of time like, oh, you're a dime a dozen. No, no, we're not. You know, that's the attitude of your average club owner.
Yeah.
You know, but for the difference, known, people wouldn't be in this club if it wasn't for the DJ.
Exactly.
You know,
the difference, so the right DJ,
I,
the name.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think
that
the difference in
and
that
I,
is, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think the difference in that is there's a difference between a DJ and a person that just play music. You know, so and that's what really hurts. That's what really hurts a lot of DJs, because if the club owner's trying to pay you peanuts, well, he's going to say, well, all I need is somebody to play music. Why do I need to pay you this when I got this guy down the street that I could pay $100 to, and he going to play all night? But here he comes with a laptop. You know what I mean? He's just playing off of a laptop. And he's just pushing buttons or playing a pre-recorded mix. Shit, he could do that with his CD.
That's what I was going back saying earlier about a DJ earning his DJs. Earning the word DJ in front of his name or whatever damn name he comes up with, if he hasn't earned that DJ, he should be just a digital entertainer, a DE. That's what the hell, not a defensive end, but a digital entertainer. Shit, that's how I feel about that, man. Cause
do you know what club owners didn't realize back in the day? When a great DJ came in and actually played for them for their little price, if it was $125, you say, okay, I'll take that. You'll come in, you play for the $125, you mash that club, you bring the crowd, you do everything, and then when they call you back, you say, oh, yeah, I can come from, you know, between $400 and $600, but they couldn't get right.
Mm-mm. And hell, the people that come in there, they done bought every chicken, every fish sandwich, and sold the damn bar out that, you know, that weekend. And then, the DJs does that because people dance and they get hungry and they want to drink. And half of them was smoking that shit anyway, outside anyway. So coming in, I want to eat and dance. Yeah, that's how it was.
Yep. Well, that's why they keep peanuts on the bar, so you'll keep drinking. You eat peanuts with the salt, you're gonna drink.
why you think Lawson's did all he could do the whole time he was open?
Oh,
and he was banned the damn police.
You had to be on your A game to deal with Lawson.
He's Lawson
because he's gonna give you a pile
put your,
of
put
one.
You out there. He's gonna put you out there. I recall a certain DJ one time when playing the losses, and he told him, man, next time you come in here, you got to have some better equipment. You need better equipment.
Wow.
Also, one night I was there, and I dropped that bomb, and we couldn't do it there. And the next thing you know, he come in there, like, he's walking, scraping the street like he had that slew foot, and he's like, oh my God.
Yeah, he was a piece of work. But you know, I could deal with him and he was an all right dude once you really got to know him outside of the club. But he was definitely about business.
Yeah.
But you had to accept it for what he was.
He
was just your average ordinary hustler.
I'll never forget that night I played down there, and he comes to me with $150 in ones. I'm like, man, what am I supposed to do with this?
Go to the strip club.
Man, that ain't even making it rain. Them hoes will beat you up, bringing them dusty ones on there. Y'all know better than that.
Hell
yeah.
I know better than that. I don't even go to the strip club.
That's what he did. Hey, he's sitting there.
You know what I mean?
He sat there and counting the money. He was the doorman, the bartender, security.
Wow.
He walked the parking lot. He did it all.
But you He lived up. He lived upstairs, you know. But he kept his eye on everything. He had cameras watching
everything.
The laundromat, the club. You know, I mean, he definitely was on it, you know. But he knew a lot of people, and that's something that, you know, I'm thankful for even right today, the people that he introduced me to, you know. I'm, like I said, I'm grateful for that, you know, even today. And they were legit business people, but they knew people. So, you know, and that's what it's about. It's who you know, not what you know all the time.
I mean, yeah. They party too. You know what I mean? They party too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the best ones you can get. So they remember you when you don't even know who they are.
Where's the best place that you always love to go, man, and least place to go, man? You know, there's going to be a lot of mad people if you say the wrong place.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Lawson was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And Woodside definitely was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seems like the clubs that were, you know, let's say we can call them hole in the walls, we'll say that. But the clubs that weren't elegant, those were the ones that you had the most fun in. You know, like the Grill in Milford, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they actually had a hole in the floor. You didn't even have to go to the bathroom. You could pee in the hole, you know. But they partied there. You know, Vienna, like the old Red Fox Inn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, Shrine Club was a battleground. Treadburners, man, and 400 Club, you didn't never know what to expect. You get over there with Gene, man, shine. You know what to expect, you know, so. But you better come with your A game. That's all I can say. Just come with your A game.
It's crazy because I didn't hear you say nothing about the Galaxy, the way you used to tear that ceiling down.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that spot, man. Oh, and Vinton Club.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I remember we started the 12 to 4 in the morning there. And the first night we did it, I asked Force One to go there. And when me and Tavon and the rest of us got there, we pulled up. I think we came from Cambridge that night, and we got down there. It was probably, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock. We couldn't even get up to the club, and you know me, I got like 6 crates of records, and I'm trying to get all 6 crates in the club. And here it is, we only got about an hour, you know. So we couldn't even get up to the club. It was just so many people.
That's some damn nights with you and Force One and So Funky be having that damn dance floor bouncing so much. You think you swear tonight that damn floor gonna cave in.
Actually, you thought you were drunk because you walked across there and it had these humps in it. You thought you were drunk. I ain't drinking. Yeah,
I said the night gonna be the night that this motherfucking floor caves in. But that damn floor never caved in, though. I'll tell you that, though. This is Chronicles of a DJ Life Behind the Turntables, and our special guest tonight is no other than Wes of So Funky out of Delaware in the house with us, reminiscing about the good old days and you know, the things that DJs used to do and whatnot. Man, Wes, let me ask you this question, man. The clubs now are different from the clubs back then, and people has changed. Do you guys get the same huge following that you guys used to back in the day?
No.
Late 80s, 90s?
No, it's definitely different. But when it comes to the old school, like we had the reunion in Berlin at the Fire Hall, and we got there, and it was people in line probably as long as a school bus.
Mm.
You know, they wouldn't even let all the people in. But those were people that partied back then, you know, that were there. So you're talking about an age group, you know, say from 35, you know, to 50, 55, somewhere 60 maybe, you know, that was wanting to party, and which you don't have that nowadays. And now, I mean, people came late then, you know, back then, but now they really come late, and they only want an hour of the club, basically, you know, because they come in so late. But they don't dance like they did back then. To me, it's just, you know, I want to show up. I want to be seen. You know, I'm going to catch a buzz. You know, I'm going to bounce my head a little bit. I'm going to jump up and down. But, you know, that's it. You know, it was really the actual thing about coming out to party where the women had on their flats and they come to party, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're going to sweat their hair out. Because there you go. Yeah, I mean, you know, you just don't have that now. And because it's a different generation and everything is quick now, you know, you can't even play, you know, 2 minutes of the record, you know, before they're aggravated.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so it's definitely
you.
A different.
That's the next question I was going to ask you. What about how you feel about today's music from, you know, from back in the day, man?
Man, if you want me to be honest about it,
sucks. There you go.
It sucks because it's like it's so redundant. You know, you listen at one song and it's like, man, that sounds like this one or that sounds like that one. I mean, you know. And it's no real kick in a cymbal in anything, seems like. You know, it's all a bass line, just a woo woo, you know, a vibration of a low end, you know, something that can tear your stuff up, you know.
No
I
more
mean,
Jack
if I hear a DJ come on. Say that again, Keith.
No more Jackal the Bear, for real, all that shit's over.
Oh yeah. I mean, and we had them at a Del Mar Convention Center. You know, we was on stage with Biggie for homecoming. We used to do all the homecoming joints. DJ Juice out of Jersey, SNS, and my God, Backyard, Rare Essence, so many groups. DJ Reggie Reg, you know.
Please don't bring up Bismarck.
Mad love for Bismarck. just leave it right there. But you know, the music is definitely different. You know, and people don't come out to party the same way. First of all, they got their mindsets in other areas. To me, you know, I mean, and all this girl on girl action out here now. I'm like. Is this for real? So the females rather get out on the floor with another female instead of a dude.
Yeah, not me, not this one.
You know what else I noticed, man, in today's time in the clubs, like there's no back when I was doing my thing heavy back then, like you could throw on a slow joint. And the floor to get packed with a slow joint. These cats, they don't slow dance no more. You know, that sounds weird, but they don't.
We had to put a slow joint on because the floor, the walls would be sweating. People are sweating. So you had to put, matter of fact, you might play two or three slow joints just to calm folks down.
You better not play just one. You might get jumped. And that's what we did. The players came out then. You would snatch the girl up, take her to the floor, and get your grind on.
But the thing about it was that you guys knew what slow jazz to play to get that motherfucking floor packed with back in the day with them. You know what I mean? Shit, you had to, and how we did it. We used to say, okay, now we get the girl, you dance, we're all going to come in a big circle. And we, you know, so that means that she's got to come tighter to you. And that's how we worked our magic them nights.
Wes, I know you can agree with this, Wes. And you too, Wes. You really wanted to start something on that dance floor. All you had to do was grab that cameo joint, hanging downtown. You got the floor. You got some trouble going on that night.
Well, see, a lot of them don't know nothing about that, man. They really don't. Yeah. But to change things up now, as far as the DJs, I look at now, everybody's a superstar. Yeah, we all were in our own, you know, I say line of fire, and we thought we came to do what we needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much animosity, and I mean, it's like, man, what is it? You know, they can't go on when they're supposed to go on, or whatever. I mean, everybody's got to be in the limelight. You know, it's
yeah, we're gonna
entirely.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what we're gonna talk about after this commercial. You know, DJs cutthroat and other DJs, and ones that you think that are with you are really against you. And yeah, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Chronicles of a DJ, Life Behind the Turntables. And we got the one and only So Funky icon, legends, and pioneers of the turntables. Eastern Shores in the house, y'all.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone provider. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
All right, guys, welcome back again. This Chronicles of a DJ, Life Behind the Turntables. Myself, DJ Sean M, I call him the professor now, DJ Wiz. We're getting ready to put petitions out, you guys, and get DJ Wiz on Mount Rushmore. I mean, because he was DJing when I was in the middle school and shit, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you got to honor him and whatnot, Wes. Cheese and
all right,
and Evo, yeah, we're getting ready to get him on Mount Rushmore. We're getting ready to take one of them honkies off the stone and get Wiz up there. So you was on a real point, Wes, about, you know, other DJs that you think that your boy, your homie, you know, find out, you know, where you playing at and trying to take your gig from you. There's a lot of that going around, man. And how do you feel about that, man? Because you was getting ready to express yourself. So go ahead and express yourself again with it. And like Kevin Hart says,
well,
say it with your chest.
Well, I think that one of the problems is we had a lot more venues to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you had a let's say a hot DJ in Salisbury, whether it was Westside or whether it was the Sneed Boys or New Boys or whomever, you know,
mm-hmm.
You weren't just gonna go in their area and just take over like that, you
mm-hmm.
know. So, I mean, I took time out when we started. You know, I pulled a map out and I circled all the clubs in the areas, and I'm like, you know what, I want this area over here, but I'm going to work all the way around it till we get where we need to be, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then we're going to go in there. But we weren't just trying to go in ill-prepared, you know. So I think everybody, well, a lot of them now, it's like, I don't care what area you go in, they figure they're number one. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm the it, and I'm going to bring it, and it's, and, you know, it's all me. And it don't work like that, you know. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, you know, they go in there with these bad attitudes, you know, and that's not working, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you ain't got no skin in the game, you know, and you're not bringing the heat, You know, you're not even looking at the crowd while you're playing. So how you going to tell me you're rocking the party? You know, yet when I'm playing there, you want to come in and actually the first way you try to take the gig is, okay, well, if I'm getting $500 or half of the door, you will come in there and say, well, look, I'll do it for $200 or $175. You know, you ain't got to do all that. He ain't doing all that, blah, blah, blah. And then you have some club owners that are stupid enough to take them up on it. And then once they find out they don't have a crowd, then they're calling you back. Well, then the price is going to double then anyway. Now I want the whole door.
Mm-hmm.
You take the bar. But, you know, I used to go into places like that, and I'd say, look, give me your worst night. As a matter of fact, I think me and Wiz were having a conversation about this. Give me your worst night, you know, and let me build from that. And there's times you build places up off of that worst night, and then they turn around and want to take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And give it to someone else. And that's the kind of stuff that really gets at me. You know, so it's no loyalty amongst the DJs or the club owners. It just, well, I ain't going to say none of the DJs because a lot of them are really cool, and I'm thankful for a lot of them, such as DJ Cheese, man, getting back in this digital era. You know, that was something new for me. So that was a big plus. Tavon, you know, and I reach out to these guys, you know. I holler at them, you know, and they're like, this is what you need to do, you know. So we all work together in that capacity. We could do so much more maintaining how these clubs treat us.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the number one thing, you know, but that doesn't happen. So it's everything is about what I can get, you know, so it shouldn't be. So if Cheese is going into place, and matter of fact, me and Force One used to do this all the time. And I would say, and I'd be up front, man, what you charging them over there? Because I don't want to go in and lowball what you doing. First of all, I wasn't going to do that. But if you charge it $600, then I'm going to tell them $600. Heck, I might tell them $700. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we did. We did that all the time, you know, whether it was a corporate gig or what. You know, that's what you did to keep the price up. But if I go in there and say I want $150, and, you know, what's that? There's no quality in that. And then I'm going to bring in $20,000 or $30,000 worth of equipment? I don't think so.
I mean, cause
that's how I feel about it.
I mean, because, you know, back in them days, $5 gave you a full tank of gas.
You know, but, yeah, now you need 20.
Now you need 20, 20, 30 damn dollars and everything. So, okay. So if, go ahead, Wiz. Go ahead, Wiz.
No, I was going to say, you know, I don't know, you know, how all the DJs feel, you know, but me, myself, starting out, I was never solo until some years ago when I lost all my crew. But all DJs had a lot of DJs had crews, you know, groups, you know, and I was in a group that was like, maybe four of us in a group when it first started. And I was really true to myself because we could be lost or somewhere and I start out and play. If I don't get that crowd within the first 20 minutes to a half hour, then I'll say to my crew, hey, man, one of you guys get up there. Maybe you can get them going, man, because I'm not filming tonight. I can't get them.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? You know, being true to yourself. Because, like I said, back then, we had crews back then. We had three or four DJs in a crew. You know, and
It was
nice. I just couldn't get them. And I could rely on my other DJ crew members to run up and get up there and get the people going, get that party started. Because I would just step off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, Wiz. I mean, what you're saying is real because every night isn't a good night. You know, you might got something on your mind or whatever the case is. Every night's not a good night. But truth be told, you know, if you got somebody else to lean on, I mean, matter of fact, it wasn't that long ago. I seen Cheese. He was a little frustrated. We were down at VA. And he was like, Wes, you go ahead and take him, you know. And, you know, so... You know, I went on and ran with it, you know. But I'm going to tell you, this has been a stepping stone for me, get my confidence level back where it need to be. You know, you know, I don't worry about no sound. That part I'm okay with. You know, I'll go in there and I'll knock the drawers off the building. You know, that part, you know, but when it comes to the skill side and all that, and I want people to enjoy it because that's what driven, you know, that's what was driving me back then. You know, people enjoying themselves. So if I'm being able to hold it down on the turntable and plus rock the mic at the same time, man, that's a good night.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how I feel about it, you know.
Man, I was so mad that night in VA, and then I said, man, fuck this shit. And then Wes came on. I said, man, I'm going to the bathroom. I came back. I popped me a beer. I said, damn. I said, Wes got these motherfuckers jumping. I said, damn, what did I get to? So sometimes you got to walk away.
Hey, Chief. Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes, though. It'd be like that.
Yeah, I walked away and came back. I said, okay, I said, look at this nigga.
Yeah, that hypes you up all over again.
Oh, yeah.
That's motivation.
Yeah, like when we used to do the parties back in the day, you would come in and you would play music. You would just play music till the people got there. Everybody ran a reggae set. They ran a Baltimore club set. They ran the go-go set. Like, I remember everybody used to run them sets back in the day. Like, they don't even do that no more. Then at the end, you ran the slow song.
The night down.
Yeah. Well, everything is now is jump around, and, you know, it's like you don't know where nobody's at. You know, it's like
everybody's trying to play the hottest shit out.
Yeah, but when you do that, you end up doing the same thing the man that just went off done.
I've seen DJs where they run out of gas. It'd be like 11 o'clock, 11:30. You don't play everything. Now you don't know what the hell to play.
Well, that's when you gotta pace yourself, you know. And like I said, old man Steve used to say that, you know, hey, you pace yourself and you start off, you know, when it's early in the night, you just keep them with the head bobbing, you know, and the patting the feet, you know, keep that going on with some good music. Then when the crowd gets in there, you step it up a notch. You know, he said, and then you get lost. There was times when Tavon, you know, started with me, and I'm like, he's got real talent, you know, and he would get frustrated because it wasn't going the way he wanted it to go, or somebody would come up and ask for a particular song, and it would throw him out of his game. So what I did, I'm standing up there, I'm keeping people away from him. And look, you keep doing what you're doing. Stay in your same lane, because somebody can come up here and ask you for something. Now you're in 98 BPM and they want something 125, you know, and you're going to try to hurry up hard to get to that. No, stay where you at. Keep rolling. Don't let somebody get you out your comfort zone. You'll play their song, but you don't have to play it right then. So, and he would get lost in cases like that, and I would say, look, just put a slow song on and start over. You know, and it's little stuff like that, you know, built his attitude up. He's a good dude anyway, very humble, and that brought his confidence, and his attitude didn't have to get out of whack because somebody came and asked something. So I kept him away, and man, when he done his thing, and it's like now we come on stage together, which, you know, We might not have done it for 20 years or whatever the case is, and we can get on stage together, man, and it's like I can have my back to him, and we can still roll with it because he feeds off me, I feed off of him, you know, and we know what's happening, you know.
Right.
And he knows what I like, I know what he likes, so, hey, run what you run, and, you know, we'll get it done.
Okay. See, that even goes back to back in the day, every group had a hype man, and that's what your hype man done. Your hype man, the hype man would keep the crowd. crowd hype, even if the DJ did get lost. The hype man took the show over from there. You know.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
Like you said, it's easy. Yeah. It's easy to get lost, especially in transition. It's easy to get lost. It's easy to get lost. And that goes back to what we was talking about earlier about the DJs getting his strikes, because you're going to have those times. If you never had those times, then you don't know what the struggle is.
Exactly. Right. But you learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from them. And the other thing with that, you talking about the strikes again, playing in different areas. When you went to Virginia, you couldn't play the same way you played in Delaware. You know, or depends on what part of Virginia you went at, you know. And then you couldn't go to and do the same thing in Baltimore, you know. I mean, we were down there where Teddy Riley done the Rump Shaker video. Man, I'm telling you, man, we were struggling, you know. Because
you gotta be high of 120s and up there.
Yeah.
All right. This Chronicles of a DJ Life Behind the Turntables. Again, we got the one and only, our special guest tonight. So Funky's in the house. Wes, if there was one thing you could change about the DJing world today, man, what would it be and why?
Music.
The music. Number one.
The music.
Yeah. Number one.
Yeah, it would definitely have to be the music, and the respect. Respect for the other jocks. We gotta respect one another.
Yeah.
You know, gotta respect one another, because that man might not have the same skill set as you, but he can rock a party, and vice versa. So that right there speaks volume. And I think if we were to do things along that level, we would change a lot of other problems that we have in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as far as club owners and people, what they, you know, are willing to pay a DJ. You know, mm-hmm. Because if somebody calls me and Cheese is doing something for them, I'm like, well, go here with him. I'm not mad, you know, because, you know, we get down like that. So, or if they call Tavon or they call Wiz, I mean, I'm going to be glad they got the gig, you know, and they getting paid to do the gig.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what upsets me is when they come out here and they're undercharging, way undercharging, just to get the gig.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
the
how
thing.
They do it.
That hurts the whole craft.
Yeah,
that's how
it is. Whether it's your friend or not. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
it's business.
Yeah, that's what they do down here in Charlotte, man. Charlotte, North Carolina, man. These clowns, and I call them clowns because these clowns down here as DJs, man, it could be your homeboy. You just been over his house at a barbecue, and he'll cut you as much as they'll cut each other down until it's a bucket of beer and a chicken sandwich, man, just to get that gig, man. I'm serious. I'm telling you nothing but the truth, man. And then they'll come in there with their little bitty ass equipment, plug into the system, and then they already got their little hour mix, and they playing the hour mix, and then next thing you know, they out there in the crowd drinking beer and carrying on with the homies. Yeah. And they getting paid a bucket of beer, six beers and a chicken sandwich, fried chicken sandwich. And they love it. And I just shake my head at them. I say, y'all some dummies down here, man. Y'all just don't
know.
I don't think it's everywhere.
I know one of the guys up here, they wanted to do a barbecue. I threw the girl $500 and she hit me back. She was like, never mind. She was like, I got so-and-so. She was like, he wanted $50 and a plate of food.
A plate.
I said, well, damn.
Damn.
A plate of food.
Ain't And that's
a lot of them. That's
all you can say.
Yeah.
That's all you can say at the end of the day. Because if they want to work, if they want to work like that, then so be it. Because you know what, they won't be around long.
Well, I just want to say this. I just want to say this again, Wes, man. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, man, and being a guest here on the show, man. And it's humbling to have all you guys from back in the day, man, here. And to be on the show and be able to still talk about the good times and the bad times and the struggles and, you know, and still putting up with the BS, but getting over the hurdle with it with a smile and still being able to do the stuff you guys love to do and not quitting, you know what I'm saying, and not putting it up. So, you know, hats go off to you, you know, to you as well, man. So let everybody know, man. You know, we got a lot of people that listens to this show, man. Let everybody know where they can find you at on the social media, man. Or how can they get a Soul Funky?
I'm on the book, you know, DJ Soul Funky. I'm definitely there, you know, or you can contact me at 302-462-5035. And, you know, we mix bands, you know, we DJ, and we just bring that heat. That's what it's all about, you know. But I thank God for y'all doing what you do, you know, because it's shows like this that may impact somebody that's thinking about getting into it, or maybe somebody that's already into it that needs to make a change by listening to that, some of the things that we're talking about, you know, because back in the day, you could go out on a Sunday night and I could come home with $5,000. You know, in a little teeny club, after all the bills are paid, you can't even think about $5,000 on a Saturday night right now. You know, I mean, for what you happen to have to deal with. So, I think if we look at things with a lot more business sense about it, I think it would make a lot of changes. You know, and my hat's off to Force One, Cheese, Tavon, guys that say, well, look, we're not going to work like that, you know. And Wiz, I mean, I don't know nobody working harder than Wiz. I'm going to tell you, this man's on every platform there is. I told him, I said, my God, is there any atmosphere he's not in? I mean, man, he's got his own podium. Huh?
I get up at 5:26 in the morning because I drink so much beer I had to piss, and Wiz just posted. I said, damn.
he's got his own podium when you walk in the venue. Some of the preachers now ain't even got their own podium. Wiz got his own podium when you walk in the venue. I said, go ahead, man. He's doing it, you know. I mean, my hat's off. But when I see that kind of stuff, man, I smile. I don't get mad about that. I smile because you know what it should do? What Wiz is doing, it should motivate everybody else.
Yeah, instead of getting mad about it, instead of getting upset, oh, he think he better than me and this and that. Man, it's not advertising and thinking that is better. It's advertising saying, hey, get up off your butt and start getting like you said, motivate your behind to get up and do something in life where you can get on all these accolades and stuff like that. Because people call me, man.
You got to put
hey,
the
man,
work
you, got
in.
A D, you got a DJ that can mix? Yeah, I'm going to give it to my man, DJ Wiz. That's my partner. Who else am I supposed to give it to? I'm supposed to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
how it works. Yeah. I mean, you know, until he says, DJ Sean, I just can't take no more. So then I'll find somebody else to, you know, to represent and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
But, I said, damn.
I don't think you're going to worry about that no time soon.
Oh, no, man. I said, you are on more radio stations than I am. I'm jealous. and then listen, now when I get his mixes and stuff, you know, when the artists come on and he does a mix for the artists that come on either on Thursdays, Fridays and stuff, I listened to it and I just shake my head. I said, "There you go, showing off again. I'm gonna have to set him down."
Hey, man,
it's all right. Yeah,
it feels good.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, just to be on the platforms that I'm on, man. That I've paid my dues. I can say that. You know, I pay my dues, man. You know, and I never would have thought in a million years that I'd be on radio. But hey, you know, God works it out at a certain time. You know, when you're ready.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Because
DJ,
for the matter with it, you know, a lot of us, we wouldn't be where we're at if he gave it to us then. We might couldn't handle
it. Yeah. That's right.
DJ Cheese, man, let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media, man.
DJ Cheese, the Party King.
All right.
The Party King.
Steady.
DJ DJ Debo. DJ Debo.
Debo Taylor L on Facebook. World Play DJs, Debo Taylor L, Debo Taylor L LinkedIn, Debo the Pro at Instagram. That's me.
All right. Professor DJ Wiz.
You can follow me on Facebook under Steve Gustus, GUSTUS. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, hashtag Steve Gustus. And you can follow me on Facebook under World Play DJs, DJ Wiz. And you also can catch me on multiple radio stations in different cities. The first radio station you can catch me on is Fugu Radio, Old School Mix, Monday through Friday at 3:00, and that's Columbia, South Carolina. And you also can catch me on the Hilltop Radio Show 5 nights a week, Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, you can catch me on the Doc Honeycutt Morning Show 105.3 every Sunday, Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, you can catch me on KPTR Party Train Radio every Saturday at 3:00, Jacksonville, Florida. Also, you can catch me on Blaze It Up Radio every Friday at 4:00, Atlanta, Georgia. And you can catch me on Bounce 99 Radio, the midday mix, Monday through Friday at 12:00, Tampa, Florida.
Cowboys?
And you guys...
If they can't catch you off of that, they can't catch you.
Man, can I
didn't know when he was going to quit. I mean,
and then,
he
forgot what he has. It hasn't been etched in stone yet. It's going to be World Beats Radio out of Turkey. Out of Turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
let me borrow $70 tomorrow.
And shout out to my other co-host Robin Lynn from Seattle, Washington. She's on. She's the one that connected me with the guy from Turkey.
You
for
welcome.
Some reason,
you welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin. Appreciate that. these countries now, man, are starting to go back to the old school way of music, and that's old school hip hop and funk. That's all they want to play now on their shows, and it's really gone crazy over there across seas, man, because this guy's been, since I connected with him, I've been sending at least 10 songs at a time to him, and he's still wanting more. I like, damn, I can't get no more until he does more. Like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
it's a good thing because they're recognizing, you know, that there is still good DJs out there that can still entertain the people in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Wiz.
No, I was gonna say, you got one right. You got one on the phone on the line right now. Cheese, he can get them mixes in for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll talk, Cheese, because I gotta get it. So yeah, I gotta get this man some more. Like he on crack over there or something, Robin. He just ain't got enough. what I'm getting ready to plan on doing, you guys. Wes and Cheese and Debo and Wiz, and I think I talked to DJ Wiz about this. I'm gonna put together a 24/7 nothing but old school DJs and they mix this 24/7 7 days a week, 24 hours 7 days a week, man. That's my giving back to you guys that inspired me. To do my thing as well. And I got this huge, when I mean huge event, I got this huge DJ event I'm planning. You guys are going to really, really enjoy this, man, you know, for the shore and everybody that paved the way back in the day, you know, the 80s. I'm going to the 70s, the 80s, and the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Yeah, not the 2000s, the 90s. You guys going to enjoy what y'all getting ready to get down there on the shore. And we're also going to be opening up the first DJ Hall of Fame as well, too. So we're going to have that night, too. So it's going to be a big three-day event. We're still planning it in Salisbury at the Salvation Army on the football field. Yeah, so we're working on it. Yeah.
I'll jump out. I volunteered to jump out the cake buck naked for y'all.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry.
You bet.
Taking the whole interview up.
Damn. Now, Robin, we went from a
Excuse me, Lord. We went from a record to ass.
Oh my goodness! Now, Rob, you're gonna have to come and do. You're gonna have to come and do that now, because I know Debo gonna be asking me. Where the cake at, DJ Sean? Where the cake? Where the cake,
I'm
man?
I'm on the way.
Oh man,
got no problem and shit. I'm just like everybody else. I like to see some Donkey Hines every now and then again.
two eggs, a pinch of salt, some butter, some water.
Oh my goodness!
Mix that damn thing up, boy. Upside down cake.
I think every DJ in the building probably be discombobulated. All their
damn
whole
right.
Program forgotten. Whole program forgotten.
It'd be nothing but turntables and yams. It'd be nothing but turntables and yams that night.
Man, it won't be no music playing. Won't be no music playing.
Hey.
I'm about to play some music.
Hey, Wes, everybody's huh? Them. Everybody's records, you hear the needle going, sure.
Y'all making my face hurt. I'm smiling too hard.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, man, I have something planned in the making for you guys. Yeah, I have something planned for you guys, you know, a reunion. And, it's going to be dedicated to, you know, the pioneers and, you know, from Cambridge and Delaware and Salisbury, you know, all around the Eastern Shore, you know, from the Chesapeake Bay Bridge on to Ocean City up to Delaware and down to Virginia as well. So it's going to be nice, man. And, you know, everybody that's, you know, like Wes said, you know, 35 and up to 50, 55, maybe even 60s. Well, you know, that's the people that we're trying to get to come out, man. And yeah, you guys are gonna be, you guys are gonna be pleased and satisfied next year how it's gonna turn out. How it's really gonna turn out.
If it's anything like New Year's Eve with me and Cheese, if it's anything like that, oh my God, they might even be 80, but they party. Oh my God.
Yeah.
They party.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big thing, man. Yeah. Yeah, we're also gonna have ceremony and everything, man. Yep. Yeah, it's, you know,
I'll be bringing some hippies from Seattle for y'all.
Jesus Christ, here we go again. They're gonna be jumping off the kick too.
We're gonna have to get 20 goddamn kicks.
Everybody in the house getting kicked.
I'll bake them motherfucking kicks. I'll bake them my dance.
Everybody getting some goddamn pound cake.
Everybody in the house getting cake.
I'm in here listening to y'all doing quick at the same time.
All right. Well, this has been another show here on the Hilltop Radio Show again. Wes, so funky, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. You don't know how humbling this is, man, to have you here on the show, man. And, you know, I hope good and great things come to you, man, till we meet again, man. And when you see me, you're going to remember me, man. Trust me, you're going to remember me. Oh, yeah, that crazy-ass light-skinned dude from Snow Hill. Yeah, you're going to remember me, man. Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, man, every club, we ain't allowed no fighting or nothing. If you came to Snow Hill, it wasn't no throwing down there. Oh, no. We came to party, and that's how, from the time they started, from the time they ended. If you wanted to fight, we tell them, hey, you take that shit back to your damn hometown. You ain't fighting down here. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Nah. We had three spots, too.
Man.
Yeah, man. You wasn't doing that.
You're going to protect them.
Oh, no. We protecting our spots, man. We was running them Salisbury boys down 12, down Route 12 back to Salisbury. We used to run the Berlin boys north down 113 and the Pocomoke VA boys on 12 going across the 113 through the swamp and everything. And then Pocomoke, we used to run their asses back down 113 south, back to Pocomoke. You wasn't doing that shit in Snow Hill. Hell no, you had four ways to get your asses out of here. North, south, east, and west.
No, no.
See that?
Well, the ones that were going to fight, they were pretty much neighbors. You know, they're like four houses down. You know, they're going to come to the club to fight, though.
Come to the club to fight. Yeah. Y'all, what? Nah, man, we didn't allow that shit, man. Oh, no. We ain't want no Worcester County coming back there that night.
Yeah, well, I appreciate y'all, man. It's a good thing you're doing, and keep up the good work. You know, in this game, you got to stay at it.
And that's
one of the perks of it. You just got to stay at it.
I just want to say, Wes, I appreciate, you know, when I called you, you know, and you said you want to come on, you know, willing to come on the show. I appreciate it, man. It means a lot to me having you on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Wes.
Yeah.
Wes, I just sent you a picture of Sean.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. I was a lot smaller then, but I'm swole like a motherfucker now. I was telling Rob today, I turned 50 years old and mean as hell. I was mean at 49, and that was 6 days ago. So I turned 50, and I'm meaner now than I was at 49.
Yeah, good man. Listen,
never heard it put that way, but that's a good one.
Hell yeah. I'm meaning
I'm
that.
I'm breaking over here with y'all. I'm doing crate work. I got some
okay, man.
I definitely holler at y'all.
All right, man. Thank you, Cheese, for right. being a part of the show, man.
All right.
Appreciate you, Cheese.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right.
Oh,
well, again, Wes, man, appreciate you, man. I'd like to get – I'm going to do a reunion show, man, probably in a couple of weeks and get all y'all back on here. I've been trying – we've been trying to get up with Bud Hearn. He was West Side Crash and West Side Connection. That's one I wanted to talk to.
I actually haven't seen him in a long time, so I don't know.
I know he was coaching football at one time for the Salvation Army when I was refereeing out there. Still the same dude, had an attitude when he was DJing, had an attitude when he was coaching.
attitude when he comes in, attitude when he leaves.
especially when it was too many DJs, boy, that nigga was to get hot. Motherfuckers booking too many goddamn DJs and shit. Don't even need all this shit. I come the fuck all the way down to Still Hill. I could have kept my black ass in Salisbury.
Wow.
Went over there to the goddamn mill.
I don't think he was happy very much at all.
Hell no. Well, I know what day he's a cut. Them DJs mess up on them turntables, boy. He was a custom boys out like it ain't nothing, man. Tell him I'll make you walk back to Salisbury.
That's a school of hard knocks.
never happy. You know, there's no turn there. I've seen him. You know, he was always had an attitude. You know, I'm like, you know, nigga, I didn't sleep with you last night.
right. Yeah.
But that's how he was all the time. That's how he was, man. And he would only one in the hood that had the Jerry Carroll.
I wasn't gonna say it. Lip slide.
Wow.
Right. He didn't have an Easy E or the Ice Cube Jerry Carroll. He had that Soul Glow.
Man, straight Soul Glow. I need to soak a couch up, man. God damn.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Y'all are bad influence.
And he had that one big ass gold tooth. Remember that big ass gold tooth?
And them gazelles. Gazelles
too, man. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I told him one night, he said something. I said, man, stop doing your shopping at Mr. Curly and go to Delaware and get some more better gear, man. Go there to the damn flea market shopping at Mr. Curly on Fridays.
Man, he's a good dude, though.
I like to get him on here because I know when I reminisce on him, I know he's gonna be all here cracking up about how he used to act. He be
that
cracking
or he
up.
Gonna get mad one or the other.
Get mad one. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, you look, man. Y'all keep doing what you're doing, man. I definitely enjoyed it, you know. And Wiz, you know, keep me in the loop, man. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah, brother.
We definitely got you. Now my focus is on just doing old school parties, you know. You know how that goes. So
that's me.
I stay in my lane. So and I like that lane.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
So keep it up, man. And it's been fun.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man. You have a good night, man.
Yeah. All right. Definitely. You too. Mm-hmm. All right. Take care, y'all.
All right.
Okay. You too.
I want to thank Robin, Lynn. Robin, give everybody information before we get on out of here, sweetheart.
Okay, well, you can find me. Just turn on the internet. You don't even have to Google me. But I'm over at 5-5 Radio. You heard me first, radio talk show. You'll find me hanging around here on the Hilltop Radio Show and behind the scenes just about everywhere. Call me if you need something.
All right. Now, Debo, she don't have no cakes or nothing on her page, so you don't have to go on there and look.
I got my phone in my hand right now. As soon as she was saying her name, I was trying to start typing in. I'm waiting. She didn't say it yet.
You can on Twitter, I'm Robin Lynn Maben. On Instagram, I'm Robin Lynn Maben. And also Vibes Live Radio. There's two profiles over there. And Facebook, Robin Lynn Maben. Hit me up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He on there now looking for that cake. Where the cake anime?
Come on, it's good. That's the last thing.
See?
M-A-B-I-N, like cabin, but the first letter is M.
I got you.
M like Mary.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. This has been another episode of Chronicles of a DJ Life Behind the Turntables with your host, DJ Sean, the professor, DJ Wiz, and our co-host tonight, Miss Robin Lynn. And our spotlight special guest tonight was the one and only So Funky. Mr. West was in the house along with DJ Debo, DJ Cheese. As well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. The Quiet Storm, we got the one and only, the Mary Jane girls will be in the house with us. Thursday night, we got Billy Dance of M.O.P. And Friday night, we got the guest, Butch Deo, of R.I.P. and Von Mason of Bounce, Skip, Roll, Hop here on the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys make sure you tune in 9 o'clock. See you when I see you. We out of here. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right. See y'all.
All right.
Good night.
Don't let nobody stop it. Have your
I know you got soul. If you didn't, the music would
with DJ Sean.